To the Batmobile.
Let's go. Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
Holy smokes, Batman. It's Gaggle of Geeks on 2SER.
Good morning, Tali Alatia.
Hello, Sophie Lai.
How are you going on this fine Saturday morning?
I am doing so well.
So
I'm
well.
I'm sprightly. Up and at 'em. I'm living my best life.
Are you?
Yes. Are you living your best life?
I hope so. I'm really hoping to get through a lot of Netflixing this weekend.
Oh, I have so much life admin to do. I need a PA.
Yeah. Well, I've got life admin, but I also have I feel like I have a backlog of Netflix that I really need to get through. Like, I tried to, like, you know, get some of it done over the week, but then my Netflix kept, like, freezing because my computer is a piece of crap.
What's on the top of the list?
Well, it's definitely to finish To All the Boys I've Loved Before.
I'm offended that you haven't watched it in full. Like, why are you finishing it? You either start it to watch it for the first time or you watch it for the 12th millionth time.
Well, I started and then I got circle because my laptop just does not like me.
That's the worst.
I feel like the battery's about to fall out, like on the verge, just breaking down.
It's on the precipice of destruction.
Yeah, pretty much. So why that's top of my list.
Okay. I'm happy that it's on the top.
Yeah. But this is Gaggle of Geeks, where we talk all things geek culture and pop culture. And this is an old school show that we're talking about today.
Is it
old school? Would you call it old school?
It's one of those things that I would call it old school because it feels like it happened to me when I was in a different time of my life. But I mean, it still happened within the past 10 years.
Yeah.
Okay. 10 or so years. Yeah. So I'm going to say old school because it was probably when I was at school and therefore feels right.
But it's Veronica Mars.
Veronica Mars. I loved that show. Like, it was so, so good. Kristen Bell as the kind of Nancy Drew character who was solving the, essentially, it started out pretty bleak when you think about it.
First episode is about date rape.
Exactly. Getting sexually assaulted at a party. And then her doing her best, like, Nancy Drew going, it's like, it happened when I was at school. I'm going to find the person who did it.
But and it's like, it's sad that she has to kind of also go to those measures.
I know it is.
Even though her dad is the cop of the local sheriff's, like, nah.
Look, in hindsight, I never really picked that up. I was just like, oh, naturally, you want to find out what happened. You go, you. But yeah, look, maybe she should have gone to the police and do it. But I think that would have been a totally different show.
Probably she just had no faith.
Exactly. And I think that there's also the thing that the running theme through Veronica Mars was this sense of justice, is that she wanted justice to be served. And by her doing the work, it was also like, I feel like, not that I was Veronica Mars, but I feel like she would have thought it was quite a cathartic process to go through the dealing with what happened to her, to go through the steps of this, to find out the person and then bring them to justice and then yay. And obviously in doing so, that show created such a huge loyal fan base of marshmallows.
Oh, the marshmallows. So
I love a fandom with a fun name. Marshmallows is good.
What are other good fandom names?
Oh, that's a good question. My head just went to Lady Gaga.
Little Monsters.
Yeah.
Because Doctor Who are Whovians.
Whovians. Oh, yeah. Where is... Oh.
Like...
Oh, my God. Why am I... I'm just thinking of singers and I just went to Justin Bieber. They're called Beliebers.
Beliebers. I mean, what is it? Benedict Cumberbatch. He used to be like the Cumber Bitches.
Until he actually said, hey guys, don't refer to yourself as that, which is like.
So they've got a new name, but I don't know what the new name is. Although Chris Pine, he's where the Pine Nuts.
Oh, see, that's fun. I think that's the good thing. Like, if you've got a fun name that you can work into your fandom, if not, you have to create it and then hope it catches on. But the excitement of Veronica Mars is potentially
reboot by Hulu.
I know. Although Hulu have not come out and confirmed this yet.
No.
But, you know, that has not stopped the fandom of Marshmallows being like, yay, Hulu, thank you, well done.
But it's like, yeah, they're like, I think it's because mainly the producers.
Yeah.
Not, I mean, because Hulu will be the distributor, but it's like the producer's like, oh, yeah, we're going to reboot this. Yeah, we're totally up for it. Yeah, Kirsten Bell's totally coming back.
Yeah, well, and this is the thing is like Kirsten Bell has joked and being like, it's going to be like, what was it, Murder, She Wrote or something when she's 80 to reprise the character. So
she'll be Miss Marple.
So lucky for us, like Veronica Mars is not going to end anytime soon. And the fact is that the fandom still love it so much that, and they like the movie that came out in 2014, they were the ones who were like behind that. So I'm just saying, I feel that, even though Kirsten Bell jokes about still being Veronica Mars at 80, is that
she will be
because we will still be there in the petitions going, yes, we want more Veronica Mars.
But I think someone asked like, oh, but why do you need a Veronica Mars right now? And they're like, well.
Yeah. Look at what's happening.
Men are still shit. I think was the direct quote.
How funny would that be? I'm just going to go outside and check the temperature of what's going on out there. Yep. Men are still shit. It's still relevant.
Still relevant.
If anything, just play the old episodes, pretend you just released it this year. Boom.
I know. Oh, can we Photoshop that phone into an iPhone? Okay, great. No, make sure it's a 10, not a 6. Okay, cool. We're good. We're good.
Totally back up to date. It's all good. Oh, yeah, because all her little...
Anyway, the noughties fashion's coming back. We're fine.
All her little investigative, like... this is how I do things, it would totally be changed in this new high-tech world. I'm pretty sure there was
the hacking.
Oh, could you imagine? I remember an episode of Veronica Mars, and I'm pretty sure this happened, or I dreamed it, but I'm pretty sure it happened, where her dad was explaining to her about passwords and how you have to make them super complex. And so she's having this dialogue going, oh, I know that these passwords are really complex, so she had to actually find someone's password. And then I remember looking at it and I was like, no one makes passwords that difficult ever.
Is his still most top, like, two? Is still QWERTY?
Yes.
And password by old parents.
But wasn't one like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6? It was like sequential numbers, letters, but then, QWERTY or password.
Yeah.
I remember,
so clever.
So clever. I would be hacked in a heartbeat because I know that safety is have different passwords, but I'm like, no, same one for everything.
I'm lazy.
Yeah, same.
It's just like, I'm like, well, you can hack it, but you won't get much out of this account is what I feel. So bad. Don't hack me, please.
And everyone's on their computers going, oh, and her computer's really shit, so it'll take her a while to like... fire back anything. This is genius. But yeah, I'm excited for a reboot. But it's one of those things. Do you feel like sometimes we get a bit of reboot fatigue, like excitement, because there's always something they're saying they're gonna reboot it.
Well, that's just it. It's like, are there no original ideas left?
Well, and this is like, yeah,
and everyone's too scared to take a risk on something new that's out there that challenges the status quo. They're like, no, just reboot. It's
reboot.
Better. Reboot. Nostalgia. It's, but it's like, there's so much nostalgia one can take.
Yeah.
Or you can go like, you know, the Stranger Things route, which is like nostalgia, but something completely new and different.
Yeah. And I think that that's the problem with the reboot and how, like, with reboot fatigue is that you run the very real risk of ruining the thing that people love. And therefore, once they don't, they just go, oh, no, it's stupid. You've probably already committed to a season, or you've committed to all this extra stuff. So I think that sometimes they actually have to look at it and go, is this in the best interest of what the original idea was? And what are we trying to do right now?
But it's also, can you keep it fresh and new?
Exactly, with storylines that actually evolve. It's like when they brought Will and Grace back, and then the final episode that they summed it all up, and then in the first episode of the reboot, they were like, oh, it all just happened to be Karen's crazy dream. And it's like, there are only so many times you can say it was a dream before audiences are like, no, stop it. Yeah. Stop it now.
And like, I don't know, everyone's like, everyone wanted to see the season come back. I'm like... Yeah, it was fun, but it wasn't anything spectacular out of that Will and Grace season.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, I remember being obsessed with One Tree Hill when it was out, like buying all the DVDs because that's how you used to watch it.
Then
binging it right after the other. And so there's a part of me that would go, One Tree Hill, that's exciting. But there's also a part of me that just goes, I wouldn't watch it. Like, that was a time of my life where I needed Chad Michael Murray. And I've very aggressively moved on from that time.
To be fair, I still do binge the OC. just ages Look, really well, fine. Okay?
Seth Cohen will forever be like...
I liked Seth Cohen in the beginning when I first started, when I was like a 14-year-old kid.
Yep.
Like second, third rewatching, I'm like, I'm a total Ryan girl. How did I like Seth?
Oh, really? See, this is my, like, I'm worried. It's like the Gilmore Girls when they remade that and you realized how terrible Lorelai and Rory were.
Oh, my God. They are awful people. And they keep complaining, like, their mum is awful. I'm like, you guys are awful.
Yeah. That's why I don't want to watch The OC anymore. I prefer Seth Cohen to be this god.
He was awful.
No, don't do it, Sophie.
Okay. Well, darling, thank you for joining us this lovely Saturday morning on Gaggle of Geeks. We'll catch you next week.
Thanks, Sophie.
And if you want more, listen to our podcast because we talk a lot, don't
yes,
we?
Yes, we do.
Till then, bye.